The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations presents the Columbia Workshop with the world premiere of Beauty and the Beast, a radio opera by Vittorio Giannini, the libretto by Robert A. Simon. This is the sixth of the experimental works by American composers resulting from the 1938 Columbia Composers Commission. The conductor tonight is Howard Barlow and the orchestra, the Columbia Broadcasting Symphony. The title roles are taken by Genevieve Rowe, soprano, as Beauty, and Charles Kuhlman, tenor of the Metropolitan Opera Association, as the Beast. Richard Hale as Beauty's father. Beauty and the Beast by Vittorio Giannini and Robert A. Simon.
Once upon a time, there lived a merchant who had three daughters. The merchant had been wealthy in his day, but now he was poor. This was more than two of his three daughters thought they should be expected to endure. But the youngest, they called her Beauty, was a girl who lived in dreams. They were happy dreams. She sang as she went about her housework. In fact, she did most of it. And her sisters did all the complaining. Well, one fine day, the merchant rushed into the kitchen where his daughters were scrubbing the floor. And this is what he said.
Daughters, daughters, rise from the floor. The sun of good fortune is shining once more. Our sorrow is ended, our joys now begin. For at last our ship has come in.
Now we may have our jewels again. We'll have gone the silk.
I can see where we'll be poor again, with all you two require. But you, Beauty, what do you desire?
All that I ask is one red rose from a garden sweet with spring.
And my heart began to I was on my way to the city, my friend. I lost it in the storm.
That is many miles to the north. You are far from the city now.
Whose castle is this?
The castle of my master.
And who is your master?
A lonely man with a terrible face. So terrible, they call him the Beast.
And those roses by the stream, whose are they?
My master's roses.
And you, my friend?
I tend my master's garden.
Then may I pluck one red rose and be on my way. It is for my daughter, Beauty. All that she asks is one red rose from a garden sweet with cream.
Take it, sire, but quickly, the Beast is here.
That rose in your hand, where did you find it?
Master, I told you.
You told him to take it.
I beg him for one red rose for my daughter,
I will deal with you, my thief of roses, after I death in my garden.
I pray you, master,
stand where you are. Oh, shall you stand forever? A statue of stone.
No! No!
Now, my thief of roses, you have a daughter. Beauty. The rose is for Beauty, but you must return to me with Beauty, for Beauty has been my prize.
Oh!
Ah, I know my face is the face of a beast. I know what they call me. And yet, Beauty shall be my bride.
My life is yours, if so you will. I would not bring you Beauty for your bride.
And if you die, what then? Your daughters will perish in misery. No one will come to them in their need. Ride, 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 and return with Beauty.
I plucked the red rose for you, Beauty. There is the castle in the darkness, and from one of the 100 windows, the Beast may be looking into the night, waiting for you. No, Beauty, let us turn back. You must not be the bride of the Beast.
I shall enter alone. I have no fear. Good night, my father. And perhaps good night.
knocks at the door of the castle of the beast.
It is Beauty.
Beauty is at the door.
Open wide the door for Beauty. I shall greet her at the threshold.
Open wide the door for Beauty.
Your hand. I beg you, let your eyes look into mine. I shall not be your master, Beauty. I shall be your slave. This castle shining in the moonlight. The river silver in the moonlight, the garden sleeping in the soft spring night. All of these are your own, Beauty, my love. 1,000 slaves shall do your bidding. Your every wish must be their duty, your every fancy their law and mine. All of this is your own, Beauty, my love. Beauty, Beauty, you are here to be my
have you returned to stay with us forever? For when you are gone, the world is very old. When you are gone, the heart of life is old.
Thank you.
your voice calling to me. Here by the river, where one red rose once brought you to me.
Here by the river.
Thank you. but one red rose from a garden sweet with spring.
I dreamed of a rose at daybreak, and my heart began to sing.
Columbia Workshop has presented the world premiere of Beauty and the Beast, a radio opera by Vittorio Giannini with libretto by Robert A. Simon, the sixth and last of the works written especially for radio in the 1938 Columbia Composers Commission. In the cast this evening, the role of the Beast was sung by Charles Kuhlmann, tenor of the Metropolitan Opera Association, Beauty by Genevieve Rose, soprano, her father Richard Hale, bass baritone, two daughters Helen Van Loon and Lillian Knowles, mezzo-soprano, the gardener, Fred Roberts, tenor, and the storyteller, Agnes Moorhead. The orchestra was the Columbia Broadcasting Symphony. Beauty and the Beast was conducted by Howard Barlow, produced by James Spatz. Next week at the same time, CBS and its affiliated stations will present The Giant Stare, the last of three workshop productions of short works by Wilbur Daniel Steele. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.